Pasuk says, Mishpat Echad Yilachem. Mishpat Echad, Rashi says, Momnis Kinefashis. That Momnis has the same halacha like Dina Nefashis. The Chivun is Sid Rishav Kirim Dina Nefashis. The Sid, the other Pasuk says clearly, with the Rashta of Chakarka, is who are the Dina Momnis. Really, me the Raisa Dina Momnis also. Before Bezdin is Mekambu the Yedim, Bezdin has to be Dervish Vachoyker. Check them out very well. If so, umatam omru, how come we'll learn later on that dinim momnis loy dinim drisha vachira? Lamaisa now with the rabbonin, Bezdin accepts edim in dinim momnis even before they give them a drisha vachira. How come? I'm with the rice, you need it. So Rabbi Chanin explains, it's a tekonim with the rabbonin, kidei shalo tino delas lefnei lovin. We don't want people to stop lending money. If the malva is going to know that if he's going to, here I'm going to lend money, I'm afraid maybe he's not going to pay me back. So what am I going to do? I'm going to take him to Bezdin. But if the loch is going to be when I go to Bezdin, Bezdin will only listen to the Edim if they make the Drish of Akira, and then it's sad the Edim flunk. The Drish of Akira, we can't use the Edim, so the Malva won't lend money. People will stop lending money. They'll be afraid to lend money. How can I lend money? I may not get my money back. If I need Drish of Akira, maybe they'll be Dorish Rechayk and find the Edim to be Psulim, so people will stop lending money. So Mishum Zed Rabbona made a takono that by Dina Momnis, we always say, Hefke Bezdin can do what they want by Dina Momnis, that Bezdin was Mesakin, Edim are Mekabel, Bezdin is Mekabel Edim, even without a Drisha Vachira. So, yeah. So the Mar Elo Meyativ, so Chur of the Mar will soon see. So Chur of the Mar Mitzah, the same spur applies by Dini Hal Voice also, that even though Midiraisa, Dini Hal Voice, needs three dayanim mumchim, but mishum shatino delis. In order that a malva should have an easy time finding a bezdin to prove his point, the rabbanu will mesakin that for dine halvois it's enough to use three dayanim, even though they're not mumchim. So the kids, even though midirais you need mumchim, but midirabbanu though you do not need them. That's why our mishnah only says which din of mumin needs bezdin of mumcha only gzelus v'chavolus, but not halvois. Now the gemara says, Elo Meyatif, you tell me this is true, then what? That you do not need Drish Vakira, Rashi says Elo Meyatif. I'm supposed to say, Elo Meyatif, so, if Bezdin made a mistake, Lo Yishalmo, they should not have to pay. Rashi says Elo Meyatif, to, Hed Yetis, Bedini Mamnis. If you have three Dayanim that are Hed Yetis, they're not Mumchen. If they paskin wrong, if so, the locker is that they have to pay back. If they made somebody pay money shloikedin, or they were mazik somebody shloikedin, the dayanim have to pay back. The question is why? Lo yishalmu. If so, they should not have to pay back. Techiv on the b'shus rabbanin koi nachti. Since rabbanin said now by dinen halvo, you do not need a bezin of mumcha. It's enough dinay. It's enough hediotis. But rabbanin gave them permission to paskin. If so, hevi luka mumchin. They should now be like a bezin of mumchin. And the chol ha-mumcha le-bezdin, the klal is if you have a bezdin of mumcha, the bezdin that receives smicha, in tow, if they made a mistake in dinim mumnis, they passed them the wrong way, and they made somebody lose money, the lachar is potem le-shalim. Kilekamon, we learn out later, and Gemara is gecha dinim mumnis. We learn out later exactly why. But the shein ha-mumcha chayiv, but the Gemara later smashma, if the bezdin was not a mumcha, and they passed them and made a mistake, they do have to pay back. The question is, if midrabbanim by dinim mumnis of halvois, you do not need a mumcha. So it means to say the rabbanim gave permission for three hedyotis to paskin like a regular bezdin. So the svara should be, even if they make a mistake, they should be potter also. So why do we say no? They have to pay back. So Mora says no. Kol shechein atanil delos ve'lovin. If there be such a locha that we're being master a bezdin shel hedyotis, but if we're going to say that they make a mistake. And let's say they make the malva lose out. And later we find out they cause the malva to lose out. If they're not going to have to pay back, so again, a malva won't lend money. Again, it passed the svara of tinul delos if they love him. You'll make it hard for people to borrow money. The malva won't want to lend money. He's afraid maybe the bezdin will make a mistake and he'll lose out. So therefore, Avada, even though the rabbanim gave the right for three head yetis to paskin, but Avada, there's still the halacha that if they make a mistake, they'll have to pay for it. That's a lochaleid only a bezdin shomumchim. There, if they make a mistake, they're potter. But a regular dini hegiate, if they make a mistake of others, still have to pay. For the Gemara Yehochi is so. Now that you're telling me what? Rashi says Yehochi. So behoy dois v'havoyish shloi shabinim. That really you need three dayanim. For dois v'havoyish, lom le revavul yukma l'mastisin v'mahin katoni. Yehochi, tarti katoni, the Mishnah is saying like two things. That dine momnis v'shloi shed yetis. Gizelus v'chavolus v'shloi shed mumchim. Now what you're saying, the Gemara is saying, like it's Akasha. What is Rabavua? Like the Gemara started off, how come the Mishnah has to say two separate cases? Dine Momnis is three, and Zeus Machavolus is three. What do you have to say two separate cases for? It just should have said one case. So what was the first answer? Rabbi Yahu answered that the Mishnah means to explain itself. The Mishnah means to explain Mahen Katoni. The Mishnah is explaining that I said Dine Momnis needs three, you know which Dine Momnis, Zeus Machavolus. That was his answer. Now the Gemara says, what did he need that answer for? I can give you a much better answer. So the Gemara Yehochi is so, Tarti Katani, you should have said better, that Mamish al Mishnah means two separate cases. Not that the Mishnah is explaining itself, but the Mishnah is really saying two separate cases. The Chura Tarti Katani. But we should have answered much better. The Mishnah is very good. Dine Mamnis Bishloisha Jaitis. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. You should know, when you want to pass in the shayla of halvor, of somebody lend money, does he have to pay back or not? It's enough a bezin of 3 hedyotis. Even though they don't have simicha, they're not mumchin, you could use those for a bezin. Ma'ashenke and gzeilus v'chabolus, if it's a shayla of somebody stole money, or somebody was mazik and he has to pay back, v'shvayshim mumchin. That's a good terrace to the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says in the two cases. The yoid, and secondly, the yoid, the Rashi says, the yoid means the kash, the Mishnah means only one case, so then, shloisha, shloisha lomeli. Why does the Mishnah have to say the word three times? The Mishnah should have said, dine momnis, gzeilus v'chavolus b'shloisha. It doesn't have to say two times the word b'shloisha. Our gyasur is, dine momnis b'shloisha, and then gzeilus v'chavolus b'shloisha. If the Mishnah only means to explain what is dine momnis, we should have said, dine momnis, and then gzeilus v'chavolus b'shloisha. Since the Mishnah says b'shloisha two times, the Chorot Smashim, it's two separate cases. The Yod, shloisha, shloisha, lomeli. The other one, shloisha, enechnami. Elo, omar, rabba, says true. Tarati, katoni. Our Mishnah taka means to say two separate cases. Rashi says, tarati, katoni. Mosra, mein, the bimim, momnes, dainu, a doyis, va, voyis, the shloisha, koldu, enechnami. The ratio of the Mishnah, gimel, day, momnes is three means, momnes of a doyis, va, voyis, is enough, three hedyotis. Then the Mishnah says, and velos, va, voyis, and gimel, mumchen. Or mishum nechalukim dinayim, since they have two separate halachis, it doesn't put it in one klal, it says two separate cases. Very good. Mishum Rabbi Chanina. Yeah. And the reason is, oh, Rabbi Chanina, that even though midiraisa halvoy should also have to have mumchin, but it's the rabbonim dekalocha, that mishum shletinu delos, we shouldn't lock the door for people to borrow money, we have to make it easy on the malva to go get a bezdin, even though he won't be able to find a bezdin shel mumcha, he could use the bezdin shel ajaitis. So the Mishnah is very good. Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Iki Yomar says like this, midi yiraisa could be chad na mikosh. He says no, it could be midi yiraisa really, even one dain is enough for our voice for a dois. Rashi says midi yiraisa chad na mikosh. For a dove avor could be by regular case of a loan, if you have to pay back or not, even one dime is enough. The Echsev Tishpoit says Loshen of Tishpoit, and the Gemara says, Shenamar Apostol says in Bayikro, V'tzedek Tishpoit Amisecha. Loshen Tishpoit Rashi says is Loshen Yochit. It's the Mashmi even one. And also he holds V'ein Ir of Pashis Khan. There's no mixture of Pashis. Therefore, when it says the word Elohim, it's only talking about Shemrim, but it's not talking about Halvor. So Halvor Midi Raisa could be, is enough one. They are voice loud in the right element of the Rabbanan. Omiyu, Shleisha by Dois Avois, that we need three, is also not in the right, it's only in the Rabbanan. So again, this is what Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Iki is saying. Omiyu, he says like this, Midi Raisi holds Chad Nami Kosher. A case of Dinim Momnis by a loan, it's enough to use one dying. Shinemar Apostle says, B'tzedek Tishpoit Loshin Yochan Amisecha. Elos, if so, what's the pshat? Why in the Rabbanan? Do we have to have three? And we had before, but who had passed before that two is nothing. By Dini Mamnes, you always have to have three. Why? Hateus Exerim and Rabban Elam Ishum Yeshve Kronis. That we don't want to have Stam Yeshve Kronis people to Paskin. Rashi says, Zermishum Yeshve Kronis. Means Tagrin, business people. Shein Biki and Betiv Dinim, they don't know the Locha. The Yisku Efechai, the Chayim is a Zakai. Like if you be Samech on one person, they'll take anybody, even somebody that does not know the Lochis, and they'll Paskin wrong. That's why in Rabban, you always have to have three. Fred Gemara, so what? Otto v'tlosa miloy hevi yeshve kronis. So now with Rabbanon you have to have a dozen of three. But it doesn't say you have to have a dozen of mumchen. Again, it's enough three head yaitis. So the same reason why one is no good. Because the Euphrates doesn't know the halacha, so what does it help you to have to have three? You'll take three head yaitis also that do not know the halacha, and they'll make wrong psak. So why is three any better? So the otto v'tlosa miloy hevi yeshve kronis. Tomorrow says no. Yes, like Yesha the Lespil Chadi Gomer. And once you have three, most probably at least one of them knows halachas. Rashi says Sheshama Mechachomim Umedayonim Halachas Din Milva. Even though he's not a mumchi, he doesn't know so much. But I call upon him when you have three people, Mistavro, one of them at least heard over halachas from other people, and he'll know the pasuk good. But the Gemara is so again Elamiyatim so Toyu Lo Yishamu. The Chur, if you have three of them, since it's Rishus Bezdin. So even though some of Rashi Rashi's the Brishus Nachti and Afilu Medirayst is good, says so that's a good bezdin. So if they make a mistake, they shouldn't have to pay. So where it says again, no Kol Shechend and Afish Yesh Mikronis. That has to be part of the takana. If the luck would be that if they make a mistake, they won't have to pay for it. So nobody will be afraid to be a dayan. So then for sure you may end up with three head yaitis that do not know the lacha. Then for sure you may get three amaratzim to be a dayan. Like this chos to know there's a catch. That if you want to be a dayan, you have to be careful. Because we're going to catch you. In case you make a wrong mistake, you make a wrong sock, later we'll make you pay back for it. So since there's such a catch, people will be afraid to be a dayan. Then we won't have, with three people, you won't have all three to be yeshva koronis. But if there won't be such a catch, we're afraid for sure there'll be three yeshva koronis, they'll make mistakes. Another more says, Ma'ika, what's the difference between the Rav of the Rav Acha, Bre the Rav Ika, what's Lalocha Lamaisa, what's the difference according to both of them? They both say that Lamaisa and the Rabbonin, that Dini Halvois, it's enough, three head yaitis. What's the difference? So Mar says, Igvanayah, the difference is the Yom HaShemuel, what Shmuel says. That Igvanayah, the Yom HaShemuel, Shnayim Shedonu, if two people, two Dayanim, sat down to pass them the Shail of Dini Halvois, Lalocha is, Dineyim Din. Shmuel knows that that psak din is good. You should know that. So this comes out good. According to Rav Acha, Bre Rav Ika, it's very good. That he holds midiraisa, really one is good. So therefore, even though midirabonin, you have to have three, but if two sat down to make a din, vidyeva, the din is good. Elishinikro bezin chosuf. That they're called the bezin chosuf. Means Sha'ogu Rashi says, al tekonu chachomim. They're not listening to chachomim. According to chachomim, you have to have three dayonim. And they went ahead and did two. That's what Shmuel says. So L'Rova that learns Midiraisa, you have to have three Dayanim. And not only that, Midiraisa, you have to have three Mumchen. It's only Midirabonin that you don't need a Mumchen, less Ludi Shmuel. He'll argue on Shmuel. And the whole Lord, like Rabbi Huah said before, that if two people make a din by Mumnes, it's like Klum, it's zero. Because Midiraisa, you have to have three Mumchen. So Rabbonin will only make all three Hedjaitis is enough. But less than three Hedjaitis is nothing. According to Rav Acha, Bered Rav Ika, he learns midiraisa, one dine is enough by Dini Halvois. So true, midirabonin, you have to have three, but that din of Rabbonin, the pshat is lechatchil, you're supposed to have three. But the evidence, the dozen of two, paskin, it's also called a psak. Now the Mishnah says weiter. Nezek, the chatin nezek, also needs a dozen of three. Shalom, nezek, pasha means a muid. It pays nezek shalom, and chatz nezek means a tam. For the Gemara, nezek kind of chavolus. That's the chal chavolus. So what do you have to have a special case of nezek? You need three dayonim. That should be included in the ratio. The Mishnah said gzelus v'chavolus b'shloisha, and then it says nezek v'chatz nezek teshlu mekevah shmei abul chamisha is also b'shloisha. For the Gemara, nezek a muid. That's the chal chavolus. What do you have to say a separate case for? The Gemara says mishum. You can borrow the Mishnah Chatzin Nezek, because it won't say a case of a Nezek also needs three. Therefore, Tani Nami Nezek Shalom, it says even a Mu'ud of a Nezek Shalom. For the Gemara, Chatzin Nezek Nami Hain a Chavolus. So what? A Tam is also a Chavolus, also a did of damage. That should be bechal the ration, he threw the yonim. Samara says, no, I'll tell you, tonim amoino, katoni kenosa. The ration of the Mishnah by Chabolus means odom amazik, that's moment, you have to pay. But then when it says chatinezik, the chidish is that tam is only kenas. So it means to say a kenas also needs three. Samara says, that's a machloikis. If you learn palganiska, like really midiraisa, a tam is potter. You shouldn't have to watch it altogether. That's tam shvor mecheska shimakaima, they hold. Therefore, you should be potter midiraisa. It's only kanas that you chayim. So it's good what the Mishnah says it in two cases. Ela loman di yamano. Palganiska mamaina, that's tam shvor malav mecheska shimakaima. So really, you have to watch it tam also. The Torah was only makel, you only have to pay a chatinezik. But it's called mamma what you have to pay. And so again, Ma'ik Lameima, why does the Mishnah say two cases? Nezek, Chati Nezek, and Chavolus. The Kura Nezek and Chati Nezek is included in Chavolus. So what do you have to have two cases for? It's more so true. El Adi, the Kabor Lemisni, Tashlume Kefu, Tashlume Bobe Chamisha. The Momoin, She'enoi, Mishtal, and Baroishu. This is money that's not paid back Baroish.